Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Owen.
Owen says, hello, Ben and Nathan. No questions today, but I wanted to share my personal anecdote supporting the accuracy beats speed motto. After taking a break to finish up my final semester of undergrad, I'm now back on the LSAT studying grind. Since my journey began, my two biggest studying mistakes have been neglecting reading comprehension and neglecting timed sections. Those are big things to neglect. Those are
one third of the test and,
and 100% of the test, which is timed sections. Okay. The last time I took a reading comp timed section was in July, where I attempted 22 of the 27 questions, correctly answering 13 of them, that is 59% accuracy, and ending with a score of 13 out of 27. So you also didn't get any of your guesses, which that's not really that bad of luck. You got 0 out of 5 instead of 1 out of 5. 59% accuracy. Ben, you made a noise. You whistled.
Yeah, that's low. I mean, you're getting 13 out of 22. You want to slow way down, get 13 out of 15 first or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're only getting slightly more than half of the ones. Yeah. I mean, 59% accuracy, you're getting barely half of them that you're even getting right. But how many of those are you actually understanding? When you're at 59% accuracy, that means you're choosing the wrong answer 41% of the time. This to me indicates it's like very low. It's lower than you think. And I don't want, like, Owen, my point is not to make you feel bad about yourself. I certainly don't want to make you feel bad about yourself, but I want to make it clear that you're doing it wrong. Like, you're just not comprehending what you're reading. I don't believe you. I don't believe that you understood those passages, because 59% accuracy, even if I interpret that as meaning that you actually solved 59% of the questions, you still didn't understand 41% of the questions. But I think it's more like you understood 20% of the questions, and then on 80% of the questions, you guessed 50-50, and so then you end up with 59% accuracy.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening. I mean, that's essentially what I was going to say. If you realize that the vast, vast majority of test takers are getting questions down to 2 answer choices. So the vast, vast majority of people should be getting about 50% correct. So right. 59% correct is only 9% better than guessing between 2 answer choices.
That's if all you can do is remove the blatantly terrible answers.
Yeah.
Which isn't even that good, because when you're good at the test, if you actually comprehended the passage, then when they say, what's the main point, you predict the answer.
Yeah. You haven't even looked at the 5 answer choices.
And when they say, what does the author think about topic XYZ? You go, well, I mean, I know what the author said about topic XYZ, and that's the answer.
Yeah.
So you should be predicting the answers to these questions. Your accuracy should be way, way higher than 59% on your questions attempted. You need to be shooting there for what, 90% accuracy?
I would say 85% at least or higher.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah. Yep. And by the way, drilling, you know, if you just drill in the demon, if you just do drilling in reading comp, the demon will adjust the level of difficulty for you and try to keep you up at that like high level of comprehension.
Yeah.
Then when you start getting too many right, it'll start feeding you some of the harder passages and, you know, see if you can keep your accuracy up. But yeah, you really gotta work on the accuracy. And then, okay, so Owen is, you know, got to appreciate Owen here for being so honest, right? So open about all this, because Owen says, rather than addressing my clear lack of understanding of content and strategy, I decided to allocate the majority of my time to drilling the other 2 sections, which is super common. People do that all the time.
Yep.
I'm going to focus on the part that I'm good at. People frequently bury their head in the sand on games. They're like, oh, I just can't get the games, so I'm going to do reading comp and LR instead. Those are the things that I'm good at, so I'm going to perfect those instead of working on your obvious weakness. It's real common, Owen, that you did that. Owen continues, in the last 2 weeks, I spent more time dedicated to reading comp than I did that entire summer. Today, I took my second ever reading comp timed section. I turned the clock off and invested time in the passages up front. This time, I attempted 18 of the 26 questions, correctly answering 18, that's 100% accuracy, and I ended with a score of 20 out of 26, because you got a couple of your guesses right. By attempting four fewer questions, I improved my score by 7 points. When I saw that result this morning, my confidence went through the roof. I now know that I am capable of understanding and nailing these questions. Thank you for all your help, Owen. Where do you want Owen to go from that success?
Do the same thing again. You will naturally start to attempt more questions because you will naturally start to get faster as your understanding and confidence increases.
Yeah, and there's going to be some bumps in the road, Owen. It's not going to be always up, up, up. You're going to have some bumps in the road. Right now, we're looking at very limited data. I mean, this is an RC section in July and an RC section now, and that's the only data points that we have. So there's a lot of noise there. And what you need to do is you need to do another time section of reading comp this week. And then
there's
another
noise there. That's the problem. There's no noise, right? There's no information. So
there's no information. It could be all noise. Yeah. Like we have no idea. I mean, now, of course, accuracy is important. And when you do fewer questions, you should get more of them right. And that's exactly what happened here with Owen. So I think that this obviously is a good sign and you should be able to continue going in this direction, but you're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days and you got to start accumulating more data points. So at least one reading comp section timed every week, Owen, no excuses, at least one every week.
Yep.
And do that for a month and then see where you're at, but keep focusing on accuracy all the way through.
And drilling, like don't just do four reading comp time sections over the next month. We're talking about drilling reading comp as well.
Right. Time section every week. And then when you have you could be doing like a passage a day.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks, Owen. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.